Well, I guess in the run game in general, I mean.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing with Adrian, when you play against a guy of his skills is, you know, trying to keep guys not on different levels and stuff like that. Everybody's staying coordinated along the front, and I thought they did a good job at that. Because that's when he thrives, when you have one guy way up here and one guy down here, and he can shoot and cut and jump cut like he does. That's where he is really good.
Tape from his limited work.
You know, the one run that he had down there near the red zone wasn't quite in the red zone. That's exactly what happened. I mean, he was able to scoot through there. I mean, we've faced him several times, and we faced him, and we've had him as a coach of the Pro Bowl several times. I mean, he looked like he could still do what he needs to do. He's, you know, anybody with his, obviously the guy's got a ton of heart, too, to be able to come back like he did after the first one and come back like this. So he's got a ton of heart and a ton of fight in him.
Has it been harder to get Peppers and Jones inside rushes just because of the, you know, the injuries you've had at the outside and being able to bring them down inside because they're playing outside?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, when injuries happen, you know, you didn't have Nick, you didn't have Frack, you know, you don't have some guys that been in there, so that changed some things up in there. So
ideally you like to run different guys.
Yeah, like we talked earlier, I think one of the keys is in pass rush is to not, you know, you like a guy to work against a certain guy because then he can kind of build momentum and what he does and do this. But then there's also the school of thought where, you know, you throw a different guy over him one time and he hadn't seen this guy, and this guy's a total different pass rusher than this guy is. And that's always worked well for us in the past where we can do that. I mean, you don't want to do that too much because there's something to rushing a guy for four quarters. You know, that's why I always say pass rush is never one-on-one. You know, it's not one rep, you know, like we do out here in training camp and stuff. That's the most unrealistic drill going. And, you know, the most realistic drill is when you're working that guy, and then you start to feel his sets. You start to wear him down, and then you hit him with the game and stuff like that. So, and, you know, I mean, you can change your alignments up and do things like that. So I always like to work it there. But there's, again, something to throwing a new guy over him every now and then, because then he has to think.
When you're dealing with rookies at this point in the season, you know, Clark, Lowry, physically, what's most important for them to stand up, you know, to be able to last this long?
Yeah, I think, you know, neither of those guys have been starters, you know, so they're not worn out. They both come from programs that have been in bowl games. You know, UCLA, I don't know where UCLA play last year, but I know they were in a bowl game and stuff like that. They come and, you know, Northwestern has been in some bowl games, I know. So that's always a plus for them because they're playing into January, you know. So it's not like, you know, I don't know, I haven't been in college coaching, but the worst part about going to a bowl game was you got 3 extra weeks of practice, and then half that time school was out, so your coaches had you all day. And it was like, I mean, we used to have practice where you would have a practice with your team that was going to play in the game, and then your young guys would come in and you'd scrimmage them. So it was like, it was almost punishment, you know, for a coach because that's great extra time for those college coaches. I don't know if they can do that anymore with that 20-hour rule or whatever, but, you know, those guys have come from, you know, I think I was talking to Dean the other day about the bowl games that he's played in, you know, and stuff like that. I think he mentioned the Gator Bowl or something. And, you know, that tells me that guy's been into football longer than as opposed to a guy that's not in a bowl game and he's done at the end of November or mid-November. And these guys have been practicing into December. And, you know, so they understand what it's all about that way. And we got really good vets here that show them the way. And, So I don't really have a concern about that. Those, particularly with those two, they're really bright kids, and they're really in tuned. So I don't really worry about them in that regard. Just keep talking to them and keep coaching them up.